Track 2, Neil's Take. Have you ever done anything that embarrasses you to remember? We probably all have, and prefer to keep it quiet. But we'll have to congratulate Neil Haverson, because this month he is going to make some confessions.
I hope this doesn't sound odd, but I find myself getting embarrassed at incidents that happened years ago. Why? I'm sure the people involved have long since forgotten about what that idiot Haverson did. There was one classic that happened at work that I can still feel myself going red when I think about it. As I bounced into a particular office, I heard the spring-loaded door close behind me. Three quizzical heads looked up from their work to be confronted by my beaming face. The person I wanted to see wasn't there, so I said I would come back later. I turned on my heel, flung open the door and swept through it, straight into a cupboard. When I emerged, three faces had assumed a look mixed with bewilderment and amusement. I can tell you, there is absolutely no way of wriggling out of the embarrassment of such a situation. I babbled something about wishing I had stayed in the cupboard, selected the adjacent door and made a hasty exit. That was a few years ago, but there is even an incident from my childhood that comes back to haunt me. In fact, it goes back to the days of the errand boy, or in this case, boys. My mother, presumably in the interest of fairness, patronised both the major grocers in the town, and a lad on a trade bike would turn up with a loaded cardboard box. Each Saturday morning I was given money wrapped up in the bill and sent to pay the appropriate grocer. On one occasion I marched up to the cash desk and handed over the money. The cashier studied it for several seconds, then said, "I think you ought to show Mr. Jones this." Mr. Jones was the manager, and I duly handed all the bits. He had a quick look before chuckling, "I think you've come into the wrong shop." Feeling utterly humiliated, I slunk out of the store. Mum was furious. Not with me, but the cashier. "Why did she have to send you to the manager?" she exploded. "She just wanted him to know I used the other shop." Silly, isn't it? No doubt all involved forgot about it within days, except me. It must have had an impact on me. All these years later, I still smart about it occasionally. But you can't be sure everybody has forgotten. When I was around 13, we had a long-standing family friend come to visit. I was instructed to be on best behaviour, to make polite conversation, responding appropriately to the usual, "Gosh, haven't you grown?" comments. In a foolhardy moment of bravado, I disobeyed the order and joined my mates at the local recreation ground. Here there was a tree, great to climb. From the upper branches gave a splendid view of the surrounding countryside. I shinned up and joined my chums. We sat on our perches exchanging teenage gossip when I heard voices. I couldn't believe it. Of all places, my mother had decided to take a walk with her friend around the wreck. They glanced up into the tree. I was caught bang to rights. Polite greetings were exchanged, which is more than could be said for the conversation that took place when I got home. Mother pulled no punches in informing of her total embarrassment. Honestly, there I was telling her all about you and what you were doing, sitting up a tree. I didn't see or hear from Mum's friend for the next 3 decades. Then one day she phoned out of the blue. We had barely exchanged pleasantries before she came out with it. "You know, I still remember when I came to see you and you were up a tree." As I felt my cheeks turning red, I went straight into incoherent babble mode. Why is it that the brain can regurgitate age-old embarrassing moments, but it can't tell me what I went to the garage for? I'm sure we've all suffered embarrassing incidents. I'll tell you some more of mine, but, well, I'm too embarrassed.
Well, Neil, I am not going to make any confessions, so let's move on quickly.